We knew well over a year ago that when Mayor Harry Rilling announced he would not run for re-election, Norwalk's mayoral race and seeing an open seat for the first time in a long time was going to be one of the races we needed to watch. And based on unofficial results, Barbara Smith is the mayor-elect for the city of Norwalk, joining us now after a win and declaring victory. Congratulations to you, Mayor-elect Smith. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Melissa.
I'm bummed I'm not meeting you in person, Barbara Smith, but I am glad that I'm at least virtually meeting you. I do hope to meet you in person at some point. Mayor Harry Rilling and I go way back to my News 12 days, well over a decade ago. But I do look forward to hopefully connecting with you in the future and in this new role. How are you feeling? I mean, this last year has to have been a whirlwind for you.
Well, it was for sure. And to be honest, I'm a little tired this morning, but I feel great. I made this decision, really thinking about the experience that I brought to the role and doing the very best that I could for all of the people of Norwalk. You know, I took it really, really seriously making the decision. And and I've been working ever since I announced. And so, I have an incredible team behind me and incredible supporters. And it's been a wonderful experience, and I couldn't be prouder of all of us.
So, Mayor-elect, you had pretty quickly out of the gate, pretty strong endorsements when, and I'll never forget this. When Mayor Rilling had announced he was not going to run for re-election, I feel like it was days later, honestly, no drama here, that your name was immediately brought up in the news. And I thought, wow, that was quick. I mean, talk to us. You had just kind of mentioned that, your background in holding these types of positions, leadership positions. Talk a little bit about why you feel your name was immediately brought up, but also the amount of endorsements you picked up very quickly. Mm-hmm. Senator Duff, Governor Lamont, I mean, the list goes on and on. Talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm happy to address that. And, I'll tell you, it's been several years that I've been recognizing that my path had led me to making that decision. And, I think there were a lot of folks who were thinking that Mayor Rilling was not going to run again during the year last year. And so more and more, the people who have watched me, right, and worked with me and saw my leadership and my ability to sit down and work with everyone, right, bring everyone to the table, find consensus, my background in communications in the radio industry, my work as a teacher, my work on the council, like I saw it, right? And more and more, as the year came to a close, I sat down with my husband and I said, we really have to talk about this, Pete, because what I've come to realize is that if Mayor Rilling does not run again, it's got to be me. It's got to be me. I have to step up. And I'm not going to lie, it took a step of courage when he did finally announce to say, okay, I'm going to do this. Because politics can be an ugly business. I think we all know that. There's a lot of divisiveness right now. But I knew in my heart that I was a person who could bring us together, bring Norwalk together, because I love the city that I live in. I've been here almost 30 years. My husband grew up here. I really, really care about our community and about our residents. And so it was essentially, I was ready. And, within those couple of days where we heard, and I'm going to tell you, I remember it was the week of Valentine's Day. I was sitting with the mayor and he was like, it was after a council meeting and he was like, we're going to win this. I'm going to win this. And I was like, okay, he's running, And then it was just, within a couple of weeks later that, I started, hearing, oh, he's going to start making phone calls. So, my husband, who is a graphic designer, he designs packaging. He works with a photographer. We already had a photograph ready to go. We already had a logo ready to go.
Look at you, boss lady. You're like, no. I'm working behind the scenes. I'm waiting for my moment to shine. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't, there was a lot of chatter about that. And I'll tell you, Senator Duff, he and I, we got to know each other through his mother. And I knew him long before I ever ran for office. I taught his son. You know, we would, you know, be at the same events. You know, our sons went to the same schools. So I had just known him for years. And, you know, although it came out really fast, and it was a surprise to me as well, I believe he came out like that from the bottom of his heart because he saw me as, you know, what my relationship with his mom. He saw me as, you know, like, you know, I was his son Ryan's teacher. Ryan still to this day says Mrs. Smith was, you know, one of his favorite teachers. So, it goes back, and it's you know, I mean, I was thankful for the endorsement, but I know it came as a surprise to a lot of people. But nothing, you know. Nothing devious behind it.
No, and I didn't even mean it that way, Barbara Smith. It was just, it was like, wow, we've got our ducks in a row. We're ready to go. And I mean, and I think you explained that very nicely, so I appreciate that. Yeah. And again, the mayor-elect is here for the city of Norwalk. You know, after Mayor Rilling served for well over a decade in this seat, obviously, you know, there's obviously an excitement and something that you've clearly been preparing for, it sounds like. But there's got to be also a level of, wow. So this is brand new leadership, and really a clean slate, like you said, to bring everybody to the table. What are some of your goals for Norwalk now that you have achieved, you know, this position?
Yeah. So, you know, something that really, really came to light in a really profound way during my campaign is how much we need to improve communication with our residents from the city. So that's the first thing I'm going to focus on. You know, we've got a couple issues here in town that are going on where residents are really angry and feel they haven't been heard. And I think it's just a matter of really good communication. We're transparent as a city. You know, I've sat on the council for 8 years, and everything we do is very public. You know, we have, we notice our meetings. We have all these meetings publicly, lots of public discussions, yet the residents aren't getting the information. So I'm going to establish a quarterly mayor's night out going into the community and doing everything we can to get, you know, our residents engaged. And so, you know, if they learn about projects, about initiatives that are moving forward 6, 12, 24 months in advance, you know, they're going to be part of the discussion and ready when these initiatives come through, as opposed to just all of a sudden, here's a change in your garbage collection. We know the meetings have been transparent, but the information hasn't been getting to them. So that's something I really, really want to improve upon. And inclusivity, you know, we have a lot of folks in Norwalk who, you know, some have been here their whole lives, and it's hard to see change. And then we have young people who've moved here and made Norwalk their home who feel excited by the change. So, you know, I think, you know, bringing everyone together and working to balance everyone's thoughts and feelings, you know, divergent ideas and experiences, and sitting down at the table and all of us thinking about the common good and, you know, what's best for the most number of people in Norwalk, I think that we can come together and do really great things here. I don't want to set this aside because public education is really
glad you
really
went there.
Important.
You knew I was going to go there. I tell you, we're already in sync with each other, Mayor Elect. I'm so glad because I was going to bring that up. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we've had some really contentious, budget issues over the last couple of years, this year in particular. And, you know, for me as a teacher, you know, I spent 12 years teaching in our schools and getting to know our families and working with our, you know, our students who come from so many different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And I've spoken about this publicly many times. The charter of the city of Norwalk allows for the mayor to sit on the Board of Education, not as a voting member, but, you know, as a member who sets agendas that are, you know, and mine would be very student focused and family focused to make sure that, you know, we're bringing in all of, you know, the again, back to everyone sitting down at the table. You know, I've heard from teachers, you know, for many years here that, you know, they're not really feeling heard. And part of the process of, you know, some of the changes that have been going on here in Norwalk, you know, the parents have, you know, were really upset by, you know, some of the proposed cuts coming from the Board of Education this past year. So again, you know, in the spirit of collaboration, honesty, you know, sitting down and, you know, we have tough issues to talk about. There's no question about it. But by collaborating and working together, we all want the same thing for our kids, right? We want to make sure that our kids are achieving, they're getting the wraparound services that they need, and our teachers are supported in their jobs, mm-hmm. and our staff and our administrators. So that's what we all want. You know, we've just had some different ideas about how to get there. So my goal is to bring us together.
Well, Barbara Smith, I want to, again, congratulate you, Mayor-elect for the city of Norwalk. And I do look forward to continuing working with you here on WICC when new stories pop up or there are things happening. Would love to have you back on the show throughout your time as mayor of the city. Thank you so much. And again, congratulations.